Part 3. I can't remember exactly what happened over the next 24 hours, but I do know that Joanna came home looking very tired and saying,
"He says he won't have me, Jerry. He's very, very proud."
And I said, "My girl won't have me either." To which she replied,
"The Burton family isn't exactly in demand at the moment."
So I said, "Never mind, we still have each other." And Joanna said,
"Somehow, Jerry, that doesn't comfort me much just now."
But Owen called the next day and went on and on about how wonderful Joanna was, that she was willing to marry him, at once if he liked. But he wasn't going to let her do that. No. She was too good to be associated with the kind of scandal that would soon be in the papers. I then went down to Limstock, first to the police station, where Nash told me they had completed the case against Amy. When they had searched her house, they had found the cut pages of Emily Barton's book in the cupboard under the stairs. "The lady seems to have liked that particular hiding place," I said. The vicarage had been one of the last places to hear the news, and Miss Marple was very upset by it.
"It isn't true, Mr. Burton."
"It is, I'm afraid. The police actually saw her type that letter."
"Yes, yes, perhaps they did. Yes, I can understand that."
"And the printed pages from which the letters were cut were found in her house." Miss Marple looked at me.
"But that is really evil. Oh, what can one do? There must be something. But I am so old and so stupid."
I felt rather embarrassed and was glad when Mrs. Dane Calthrop took her friend away for a cup of tea. But I saw Miss Marple again that afternoon, much later when I was on my way home. She was standing near the little bridge at the end of the village, talking to Megan. I walked quickly towards them, but as I came close, Megan turned away and went off in the other direction. It made me angry, and I would have followed her, but Miss Marple stopped me.
"No, don't go after Megan now. It wouldn't be wise."
I was just going to give her a sharp reply when she continued,
"That girl has great courage, very great courage. Don't try and see her now. She needs to keep her courage strong."
There was something in her words that frightened me. It was as though she knew something that I didn't. I was afraid and didn't know why. I went back into the high street and wandered around. I don't know what I was waiting for, nor what I was thinking about. But then I saw Miss Marple for the third time. She was coming out of the police station.